society going into the future, with the objective that this authority provides the council taxpayer with the best possible value for money for the waste collection contract. Members, you will know already the various options, and it is the suggestion, or the recommendation I should say, of the working group that members agree option three of the five options that were put forward by our consultant, and these recommendations to be found on page 19, 1-10, we're asking members to agree. Our consultants...
Page 8.
I do apologise, it's item 19.
It's a long report, but it isn't 19 pages long, unfortunately.
Chairman, I'm due to get new glasses tomorrow, so that will inevitably help.
19 is the biggest
thing. Thank you very much, but that's why I can only see that. So, members, the task and finish group, and while we are discussing the task and finish group, I would like to convey my thanks to every member of that group who have met on a very frequent basis throughout the last 18 months. This has not been an easy matter to deal with, but I firmly believe that what we are putting forward offers the very best service option to the council taxpayers of the Morden District. So, without going into infinite detail on the contents of the report, I would actually say refer members to Appendix 2, which gives you a bar chart of the timeline required to have this contract implemented in time for the termination of the contract in December 2015. This does not allow any gaps. We are prepared to go out with our OGE notice within the next 2 weeks in order to hit this deadline. So, members, unless there are any questions, which either myself or the officers or consultants would be happy to answer, I'm putting to council the recommendations 1-10 on page 8 of this report.
Thank you, Councillor Durham. I think in the interest of openness, now this meeting is in public, but I would just briefly ask those members that spoke whilst we were in private session. Councillor Sloddick mentioned something a little bit, summarise what you said about commodity prices, please.
Yeah, obviously we've been talking about commodity prices as well, which obviously affects refuse collections. But there is just one thing I'd like to ask. We're obviously going over to a simplified system, which will obviously be much better for the public. Now, I've been talking with district councillors and borough councillors in various parts of the region, in Essex, North Essex and South Suffolk. And when I explained how our recycling system worked, they were absolutely amazed. We recycled as much as we did, and they were amazed. They said to me, how on earth do you pay for such a system?
We're now talking about the future contract, not the past one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is the important bit. We're switching over to a simplified system. We're going to have blue boxes or whatever for the glass that we're going to use. The existing infrastructure, are them green caddy things that we use, the plastic things that fold up, and also the spare...
We're talking about the future, Councillor Sloddick, not the past, please.
Well, you've got to deal with the past. Mr Chairman, what I'm asking is, what are we going to do as a local authority to get rid of the existing infrastructure that will be around people's gardens? That's all.
That's a completely different point to that which you made.
Councillor Sloddick's information, food waste collection will remain exactly as it is now, be collected weekly, and we'll be using exactly the same caddies. If Councillor Sloddick's not happy with that answer...
Well, I am. I think the Councillor Sloddick's point that he made on when we were in private session...
As we emphasised in a previous item, Councillor Sloddick...
Councillor Sloddick, sit down, please.
The food waste caddy will remain exactly as it is now, as will the green waste remain exactly as it is now. The This is purely the container for the residual waste and the recycling, the dry recycling.
So, Mr. Chairman, obviously, can I respond to that?
Well, because, no, sorry, Councillor Sussex, what I asked you to do was in open session just give a flavour of what you were talking about.
I was talking about
commodity prices, not about the different ways which we collect it.
Okay. I'm not... See, Mr. Chairman, you're failing to understand what I'm saying.
I'm not obviously trying to understand. Sit down, please. Councillor Mrs. Thompson, you raised the matter about the kind of vehicles which we were going to use, and I think that Councillor Durham gave you a sensible answer in relation to the different sorts of vehicles we would need, dependent on the kind of collection we were going to carry out.
Chairman, if I just might add a couple of points. One of the recommendations will be to use wheelie bins for the collection of the residual waste. This is largely in reaction to overwhelming public requests that we've had for the last couple of years, particularly for those people that live in more rural areas where the current black bags are opened by animals and birds, and the waste is spread up the high street. So we see this as being a very significant improvement. This will not, however, be absolutely mandatory, because we fully acknowledge that there are a large number of properties in this district that are not suitable for wheelie bins, and they will not be forced to have them if their property falls into that category. The other point that has been raised is whether the people living in this district will have to pay for the wheelie bins themselves. The answer is no, of course they won't. This is part of the contract price.
Councillor Kane.
Thank you, Chairman. I really wouldn't like to help assuage this near the election, Chairman, but I think my question might dovetail a little bit in with what Councillor Sturtick was trying to say. The bins that are no longer going to be used, yes, without what will actually happen to those, Chairman? Will they be collected, will they be recycled, or will they be up to the individual household to recycle them? Just that I think that Councillor
Slodgett. Yes, I take Councillor Kane's point, and clearly that's probably the same under Councillor Slodgett. I'll let our officers answer that.
Basically, there's very little value to those spare containers. The normal practice is to say to the occupiers, if you want to keep them for other purposes, and we know that many of our customers already do use them for other purposes, they're welcome to keep them. Otherwise, we'll arrange a collection. They're left out on a collection day, and a separate vehicle will pick them up, take them back, and where they can be recycled, they will be recycled.
Thank you. Can I just... Councillor Miss Lewis did actually raise the point about the recycling arrangements, about which you might just like to do for me, please.
Yes, certainly, Chairman. I was concerned that we all understood about the risk and reward arrangements that have been put in, because the commodity prices are changing so very rapidly. It was important that if there was a benefit that could come back to the council, it did indeed come back to the council. But equally, if it gets even worse in terms of commodity prices, that risk had to be shared. I was just anxious to know how quickly we could respond to the changing commodity prices, because clearly the oil price is going up and down very rapidly.
Chairman, I'm happy to answer Councillor Miss Lewis. Yes, we fully accept the fact that the price at the gate for recyclates tends to be cyclical, as do a lot of prices, so they literally go up and down. We are now currently towards the bottom. We clearly don't know whether it is exactly the bottom, like we don't know where the top may be. This is one of the reasons why the new contract will contain clauses for risk and reward, where this authority will clearly have to share the risk should recycler prices drop, although they are pretty low now, but we will also share the reward at a given interval should the prices, as they inevitably will over the contract period, increase.
And Councillor Dirk, you supported option 3 on the basis of your experience with recycling materials yourself.
Yes, I mean, it is the simplest option we have on the table. It's even simpler than what we do at the present. and therefore you're going to encourage recycling, and hopefully more people will do it, and we will have a much better record in future than we have at present.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
If I might comment, Chairman, I totally agree with Councillor Duick. Members have to be aware that the targets for recycling are getting higher and higher and higher, and this district is towards the bottom of the league table in terms of recycling performance in this county. So by simplifying the recycling method along the lines of option three, we sincerely hope to increase our recycling to nearer the 60%, which is 10% above what we're achieving now. And members should also be aware that this authority receives recycling credits from Essex County Council, so clearly the more we recycle of good quality recyclers, the better that this authority will be off.
Right, and I think, Councillor Long, your point that you made has in fact been repeated by the Chairman of the Committee, where we all wish to congratulate the Working Party for the work they've done.
It's true, Chairman, that is the presser there, they didn't hear what I said.
Chairman,
this is the last time she
say thank you for the
then, Chairman, I just repeat for the press that this committee, you didn't respond, Chairman. I felt that they should be highly commended for the extremely work they've done on this of the highest order, and you didn't respond, Chairman. I feel that this council should highly commend the work of the working group.
Chairman, sorry, Councillor Long, it wasn't for me to respond. Your remarks have been minuted, and that's whether I respond to them or not.
Councillor Fuca.
Thank you, Chairman. As far as the working group is concerned, I'd be delighted when it stops stops meeting weekly and we go on to fortnightly meetings. it does seem to be a lot of meetings. Chairman, I just really wanted a certain amount of clarity on what the Chairman of the Community Services Committee said, because if my memory serves me right, and I'm sure it does, I think he said that nobody would be forced to have large wheelie bins. Now, in my ward, like many other wards, there's lots of very small gardens and there's lots of terraced houses. We've also got lots of houses which don't have any front gardens at all. They face onto the road or onto very narrow pavements. There's been images in the paper of great big recycling bins and bags and everything else, and people have been phoning me today and they are very, very concerned about what the expectations are of them in relation to this new contract. Chairman, can the officers confirm that no one will be forced to have a wheelie bin, and what the terms of appeal would be? Because I fear that this is something that's going to affect a lot of residents, and I think that message needs to get out, and it needs to get out very, very quickly. We need to start making the residents very, very clear what is going to happen before we lose the impetus of the press releases. Thank you, Chairman.
Before the officers answer, wheelie bins for residual waste, Councillor Fever, will be the default position for all those properties where it is deemed to be a suitable option. Clearly, in relation to flats, in relation to terrace properties where there is difficult access through from where the rubbish is kept, they will be dealt with on an ad hoc basis, and each case will be assessed by officers. But the plan is not to allow a choice between, because that is clearly unworkable. So the default position will be for a wheelie bin for the residual waste, except for those properties where it is not practical. And if officers wish to add to that, I'll be happy that they do so.
Mr. Haynes, do you wish to add anything to that, or does that cover the point?
I think, Chairman, that covers the point.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to just raise a point with the Chairman of the Committee, and I'm referring to Appendix 1, which is the terms of reference of the Task and Finish Group. Bearing in mind there's going to be an election, I think that the named people there aren't necessarily going to be on the continuing group, and I think you might need to possibly amend the terms of reference, because you can certainly have the chairman and vice chairman of the committees, but the other named members might be some of those who don't know they're not coming back.
Chairman, I think we have still got 6 weeks to go, and the working group will probably be working, and that will be this working group. And as the statutory annual always has one of its items, the constitution of the committees, the membership of the committees, and our working groups will be determined at that time.
Thank you for a very satisfactory answer, Lead. Councillor Beale.
Chairman, when Councillor Barham started the discussion, he turned round and said that we're going to opt for option three. There is nothing about option three on here, so I think from members of the general public and the press, we should strike out anything that says option three and indicate what we feel is the best service, because the other options are not being discussed in public.
I think you'll find in the recommendation that Councillor Durham, you would no doubt deal with it.
Well, I think if Councillor Bilk has to look into the content of the report, which I'm sure he's read already more than once, but if it slipped his mind, I will just outline the position of the option three that we refer to. Option three will be a collection of residual waste, which is currently what goes into the black sacks. That will be fortnightly in a wheelie bin. The collection of food waste will remain as it is now, weekly. The dry recyclables, which will be two-stream with glass separate for the reasons that we've already covered, will be fortnightly, and the alternate week to the residual waste. So there will, members, still be a weekly collection from every property in the district. And the garden waste will also be weekly, except during the winter for obvious reasons, for those properties that subscribe. So I hope that answers Councillor Bill's.
I think recommendation two actually sets out what option three is. Now, can I put the recommendations to the council 1 to 10?
Yes.
Everybody agree?
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. That brings us to agenda item 20, which I have put to the council because in fact, you've just approved a schedule of meetings. It's been pointed out to me that there's likely to have to be several of these planning councils, and I thought that it was appropriate that you should have the dates that they're likely to occur, or at least the penciled in dates, before you do agree to the recommendation.
Agreed.
Right, now it's nearly 9 o'clock, and I close the meeting, and thank you all.